special, boy.
So special, boy.
Yeah. You are everything to me.
Yo, you're my angel.
We're going? We're on? Hey.
What's going on, everybody? It's Not That Serious, the podcast.
Yes, it is.
You already know what it is. It's another week. That means it's more, another episode.
More mess.
More of this shit for your ear. On the front of like scary movie when they put the dick in his ear. Remember that scene?
Actually.
When he was in the movie theater.
You know what's funny? They always just showed on TV, and I never knew what happened until I actually saw the actual movie without like the edited part.
Scary movie's known for a lot of dick play.
yeah, agreed.
But if you don't, you already know it's Big Mike.
My fault, LZ.
And we got some guests in here.
Yeah.
We got Ola Wumi in the house.
All right,
what's
introduce
up,
yourself
y'all?
Before I get to do it.
He's gonna like talk about you a little bit.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
And what was your name?
So Dopest underscore writer.
My sister is here, guys. Her name is Gloria. But y'all can find her on the internet.
Dopest underscore writer.
Three P's.
This is a special occasion for two reasons.
Yes.
Number one, Ola Wumi.
Yes, you can call me Ola. That's cool.
Ola is cool. Ola is our first musical artist guest. Yes, making history out here.
Facts.
First musical guest. And this episode has broken the record for the most amount of thighs. God. Damn.
I was waiting for it.
These motherfuckers got some ear muffs on them.
Yo.
Stallions in this bitch. LZ is married. But nigga, me? Listen. Whenever y'all get a fat fetish, shook me up, you know what I mean?
A fat fetish.
But, you know. Nah, because look, when I went out to get, they killed, I had to get them out of the car. One came out, it was like, boom. I was like, fuck. Then the sister came, I was like, shit, it's another one.
Yo.
It's Spirit and the Black Mustang. Just stallions in this motherfucker. Purebreds.
We appreciate that, for real. Because we thought we was chilling. Like, I thought I was chilling today.
Listen, if I'm the go, and I've shared this with Ola, it would be suffocation by thigh.
Suffocation.
Nigga. Put on my tombstone, died happy. You already know.
But oh, man.
Welcome, y'all. I'm glad to have y'all.
Yeah, we're so happy to be here.
It's been...
I'm so cooking right now.
Yes, yes, you are.
Cook it up.
Went in that car. It smelled like Kingston in that bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish. I forgot the Jack Daniels. I fucked up. So I'm not even like... I'm a little buzzed. I was drinking. I was at the bar before this, so like...
You know I'd be fraud. I hardly drink on this shit anyway.
Yeah, so. You'd be fake drunk.
I'm phony.
Yeah.
I just want to apologize for my monotonous tone.
You know, it's all good.
Monotonous tone, that's like...
Monotone.
I'm going to say monotonous?
No, to be monotonous is... Like, if you're being monotonous, that is speaking in a monotone.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Tone.
I don't know.
You learn new shit every day.
Every day. I'm like, isn't that a kind of relationship? Isn't that like a type of...
No, being monotonous? No. That's
monotony. Monogamy?
Yeah, that's a whole different word, bro. Listen,
mono means one.
My nose with that shit you get when you kiss too much.
Wow.
That shit.
Yo, white. I knew a kid who got mono in like high school.
Was he white?
When he came, yes, of course, white. Yeah, of course.
Good. Just like you know how black people our shit is sickle cell and diabetes.
White people get mono.
White people is mono. So everybody has a silent killer.
Yeah. Wait.
We all have our crosses to bear on this earth.
I mean, I said it already, so it's like, yeah.
Oh,
like,
man. They got a school for like 2 months.
Nah, he was white, and, like, the thing was, like, when he came back, like, no one treated him the same. Like, everybody was like, yo, like, you got a Scarlet
M for mono.
The rest of the year, like,
yeah,
you
don't
know?
Go near that nigga.
Yeah, like, he brought, like, I don't know, high school, like, we didn't really bring cupcakes to school for, like, you know, our birthdays and shit. But, like, he did, I guess.
Nigga, fuck out of here.
Nigga, fourth period, like, yo, y'all heard that nigga Mark?
Nigga, you and your cupcakes can go fuck yourself.
It was something like he, like, was, I guess, trying to, like, rekindle his
relationship. He tried to ingratiate himself back into the community.
Like how Drake did the Degrassi video? Yeah,
like, he tried to Degrassi his way with some cupcakes, nigga.
Hey, y'all, I know it's been rough.
But here's Spinner.
Here's
you, bitch. Nah, you ain't slick, like motherfucker.
Nah, we all peep game. It was something like that, and none of us was like with it, or it was something along those lines. But like we no one wanted to sit next to him. We had field trips. No one sat next to him on the bus, and like, we're like, fuck, we're good.
That ass, kissing disease. That ass is like kissing a 16-year-old like, white girl doing? In a toilet is the same
at
thing.
Age 16 that you got mono.
What'd
you say?
You heard what I said.
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Kissing a 16-year-old white girl in a toilet is about the same thing. Because that's how that shit spreads.
I'm lost in words.
Wait, hold on. All right, so before we go any further,
just look, put up all the cases of mono.
Your face.
Eeny, meeny, miny, Caucasian.
I've never met a black person with mono.
Never in my life. There's a lot of other diseases like out there that
white people. Ours is hypertension.
Hypertension, diabetes, and sickle cell.
Shout out to Max B for making fun of niggas for having sickle cell. RIP Prodigy.
Sickle cells.
That's a real fucked up thing to like.
He said, and I quote, "I can't fuck with you sickle cells ass niggas."
Sickle cells.
That's
mean. Oh man,
that was horrible.
That's terrible.
But I'm sorry, we got off track. Long intros as usual. Ola, please introduce yourself.
Yeah.
Who you are, what you do.
How you got in contact with us. Okay. How we got in contact with you.
Okay, so I am a singer, songwriter, and I am from Essex County. Oh, my God. New Jersey.
No gas, you're pretty good.
Thank you. Facts. I appreciate that.
If you were trash, you probably would have said no.
No,
if you was on here on some, like... Remember that?
Yeah, you can hear our faces.
Remember the midget Joel from the Atlanta show that where she was like, "You can go around." If you was like that,
we definitely would have ignored every direct message.
We would have told you to take a hike, but you don't.
No, thank you. I really appreciate that because I troll a lot, so it's like,
don't we all?
That's how I really like found each other. Yeah. I think me and you were trolling first.
Yes,
because this nigga LZ is always, he plays all day on Twitter. He never stops playing. There's been so many times where I wanted to like block him, but I'm like, nah, like,
you're saying that shit every day. Like, I'm gonna block you, nigga. I'm like, she might be serious.
If she hasn't done it, she won't.
There was no LOL.
I might have crossed the line.
She won't. No, it's times where I'm like, yo, today might be the day. But I'm like, nah, you feel me? I fuck with this nigga. Like, you feel me? Because we can play all day. Like, I'm with that shit. So that's how we found each other. But I'm a singer, songwriter, and I'm actually working on my like debut album right now, which is titled Moody, and it is gonna be really fucking cool. And I put out the first single already.
Yes.
What's it called?
The first single is called My Fault.
That's right. Promote. Hey, listen.
This is a manager right here. This is just a sis.
Okay, PR.
She's here
to make sure you don't fuck it up.
She don't play. Hey. She would whoop my ass later if I didn't like, nah, you're right, sis. You're right. Now, the song is called My Fault.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. I was really in my bag. I mean, yo, the whole album is me being in my bag.
Do you have a date?
The projected date is really like just because I'm a big baby. I want to drop it on my birthday, which is like in January of next year, which is still the top of the year. But look.
You better have at least one video for every song.
But look. Right. Because that's the case, you know, we are creating a pretty cool, you know, promotion, package for everybody that's going to be really cool. That's going to like kind of bum rush everybody, which is kind of what the whole wait is about. You know what I mean? So it's going to be okay that it drops at that time. But that's kind of just
between
me being like hopeful. But the album's gonna be done by the end of the summer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're not doing that in January because it's gonna be done then. Like,
so how
the
many,
album is
so you're not
almost
going,
done.
You're not going, okay.
It's almost done. Like,
how many tracks? Like, is it gonna be
seven?
Is seven? Seven?
Is it nine? Nine is the golden number.
Originally, it was 10.
Okay, that's good. Perfect.
That was like what I was like, oh yeah, you know, we're gonna do a 10 track album. But then, you know, as I kept going with the album and like just kind of went with the flow of like, the album, 10's a lot, guys. Like, you know what I mean? Like, 10's a lot. 10 is too much. 10 is too much for this story. Mm. Like, 10 is too much for what I'm talking about.
It might drag it out
so
too much.
So, it's gonna, exactly. Like, we don't want that. Like, we don't want that.
This is it, and that's it.
Yeah, exactly. There's no reason for it to be 10.
Facts.
Exactly. And if we're going off of, like, my emotion, which is what this album is about, like, my emotions, in an actual like breakup that I went through. This shit don't need 10 tracks.
Said,
bro.
That nigga don't get 10 songs.
This shit don't need 10 tracks.
That nigga's
tracks,
an
bro.
Interlude ass nigga. No, don't waste your time on interlude ass niggas.
I'm trying my hardest to not, but not.
That's
I'm,
a bright I'm, ideas ass nah, nigga. Skip we, that shit.
No. It's cool, but 8 or 9.
8 or 9.
That's cool.
Okay. Eight
That's
or
a
nine.
Good number.
That is solid.
There will be visuals, and it's gonna be cool.
Lit.
And it's gonna be fun.
Question for the visuals.
There we go.
Amount of thigh meat per video. What can we expect? Me expect.
I.
What can the community mean?
Are we gonna? Yeah, you gotta. I already know it's gonna be creative.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be. I know it's gonna be different.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It also but depends on the weather, the time, the mood when recording. Mm, you know,
like as long as we don't get nothing to like Solange and SZA like in the garage,
doing some random shit
with motherfucking foil.
No. I feel like my voice is cracked. I feel like I'm so sorry. I feel like, what the fuck?
Like, water.
Yeah, there's no water.
No, it's okay.
I forgot to buy it.
I don't need any water.
The way she looked at her, that was an inside joke.
That
was something for them.
Thank you, yeah, exactly.
Not for us.
Right.
I digs it though. She gave her the fucking side eye, bitch. But when you say shh and you hold the shh, bitch.
Well, we used to do that. Like when we were younger, we used to do that. We used to do that. Like say bitch.
We used to say you can do it longer.
Yeah,
like,
bitch.
Just hold out. See how long before it gets uncomfortable. Before it loses its effect. But I'm not really a creative person like that. So I know when I'm with in these spaces with these type of people, I know like their feelings and different moods can change at the drop of a dime, and that can affect a project.
Mm-hmm.
How has that been this whole time? Like I know just sticking with it because I know y'all visions change,
right?
And when y'all start something, I know y'all want to start something else because inspiration hits and whatnot.
Yeah. Well. Technically, I've been working on this album for a really long time. Like, I announced this shit technically a really long time ago. But, I was in a whole different space. I was still with the niggas, so I didn't really have any, like...
It was a different movie.
It was a whole... Yeah, but and I didn't even have a title for it. Like, I was just like, yo, guys, I'm working on an album because, like, I don't want to do another EP and I don't want to do another series. I want to do something that is, like, really meaningful to me. So I just, like, all right... I'm dropping an album, and the first song that I'm dropping is going to be titled Confused. I, like, announced that, dropped pictures. Like, I had a whole big thing about it, and everybody was like, yay, like, you know, finally you're dropping a fucking album, bitch. Like, we've been waiting for this shit. I'm like, yeah, girl. But then, like, and then, like, that went on for a minute, but I had no drive to even really work on it. It was just like, all right, I did that. Like, you know, like, I had other music that was dropping that wasn't a part of the album that, like, kind of held everybody over. But then, like, you know, a year went by. Literally, like, a whole fucking year went by, and, like, we were not together, and I'm like, yo, like, I think I'm ready to, like, start dropping tracks off this album for real, like, and the track is not called this track, which is actually on the album, but it's not the track that I ended up dropping first.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, we're gonna drop My Fault, like, this is how I feel right now, and it's the best... It's not the best song. I mean, it's a good song, guys. Listen to it. It's on Apple Music.
All the songs.
Yeah, all the songs.
Like,
yeah.
My Fault, it was just how I felt at that time. Like, I had other songs on the album that were done, but I'm like, nah, My Fault is, like, what needs to drop right now because this is how I feel, because this is fresh. Mm. And, like, that's what the song's about, like, feeling really guilty after, like, this somebody does you dirty. Like, oh, shit. Like, but not even guilty for why you would think. Guilty, but like guilty for even like fucking with you in the first place. Like, I'm not guilty for what you for what
can
you
I
did.
Have my time back?
You feel me? Yeah, like you are guilty because like I even entertained you, and that's like the that's
but
that
you know what is my
like,
fault.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. It is my fault, but like for fucking with you.
That song was my song. Yeah. She sang for both of us.
So
she's crying like, add this fucking lyric right there. You know? Shit, you can own it. You feel me?
Not that. But as far as keeping momentum after the breakup, I'm like, all right, I'm ready. I'm like, we out here. Like, you feel me? Like, we out here, you know, me and my peoples, you know, got together and like figured out exactly what we wanted to do sound wise. Mm. Finally, we figured out who was gonna mix, who was gonna master, and I've just been at work ever since. So like out of the 8 or 9 tracks, I'm like six tracks in. So
that's good.
And these are tracks that I wrote. Some of these tracks are like tracks that I found. I'm like, oh shit, I wrote this. Like when I first announced the album, and it didn't sound as cool, but it sounds really cool.
It's a process.
Your tone is different. Yeah, everything is different.
Your mind is different. You sound
exactly.
different.
Exactly. I'm like, yo, I can redo this.
Yeah. Breathing different.
You're glowing different. Shit.
You ain't in the game no more.
No.
You just be shot every day, B.
Nah, dead ass. I got in the zone. I'm like, yo, this is sounding really great.
That's good.
So we sit around all the time listening to the tracks that are done. Like, yo, this is going to be so cool. So,
word.
This game is cool. Yeah,
so, Thank you.
All right. We got into Ola a little bit. Gloria, introduce yourself and your thighs.
I'm the dopest writer. I'm an entrepreneur.
Okay.
Everything I do, I think about money. So I want to do multiple things, like style, clothes, and everything, but money comes first because you can't do shit without money. So.
Do you got anything going on right now as far as like...
Yeah, I have a shoot coming up this summer. I'm hoping in the next month. I want my sister, my best friend, to be my model. That's it. Because I like to style on a budget. Yeah. So right. I'm doing all... We're going to do like 10
Yo,
fits.
She styled my shoot, the premiere shoot for my fall. She styled that shit. We went and thrifted and...
It was hard because Lynn was just like, I know what I want and I want you to make it happen now. And I'm just like, okay, so do you like this? She was like, actually... I don't want to do this now. I'm like, all right. Okay.
Moody.
Yeah, no, literally.
Moody.
Yo, when people meet me and, like, get to know me, they're like, yo, okay. I see why you titled it Moody. I'm like, yeah, like.
Yo, I feel that. Her emotions be strong. Like, she don't control them. Because she was calling me. She's like, we out front. I'm like, yo, you're loud.
You're yelling.
You're loud.
Came in a car, she's like,
you're like, you're yelling for just meeting me.
Yeah, I was not yelling, y'all. Yo, they got me in some hick town, my nigga.
First of all, we are in Essex County,
dog.
In a hick town.
I'm from Essex County, my nigga. We
about to start this New Jersey first.
Where
South
it's
Jersey
like,
shit.
You feel me?
So she's
it's
from Newark.
They got me in
essentially.
South Jersey, my nigga.
She's from Newark. Yeah.
They got me. I'm not from Newark. I'm
not from
Maplewood. Fuck is you talking? Yo,
we just live in Essex County.
First of all, there's nothing wrong being from Newark. I'm from Maplewood, New Jersey, first of all.
Oh, Mapso?
Yeah. That's where I grew up.
Newark.
Same shit. As soon as you cross from Essex, all
anything
Essex County
north.
Is
no,
north.
I mean, like,
to us, anything north
I
of Trenton.
The only reason why I don't, I don't claim that is because people from Newark are from Newark. Like,
yeah,
that's offensive to claim that shit if you're really not from Newark. Like,
yeah.
Niggas
from
and
Newark,
they're calling it Newark.
Newark.
Not Newark. It's Newark.
It's like, N-O-R-K. Newark.
Yeah. All right, why? Why?
So but yeah,
we carry that K over. Yeah.
We've been talking music. So.
Wait. Yeah, Gloria, back to what you do. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I style and I have a shoot.
A big shoot. It's going to
be
a shoot
like 10,
that's going to introduce all her looks and everything that she has been
gonna
working
be 10
on in her mind.
Under $20.
Lit.
Okay.
Streetwear, like fancy.
Niggas is on a budget. Niggas is broke now, and that's a great thing to do to have.
But it's
like,
not what you wear, it's how you wear it. And people,
exactly.
They
Yo,
lost that.
That is 100%
people
true.
Just think designer. That's not. That's not fly.
The flyest
niggas
I've ever met.
Niggas is getting rich off of stupidity.
Be like, yo, I got this. I'm like, yo, how'd you get that outfit? Yo, that shit is so tough. Like, oh, yeah, I went it's Gap.
Yeah.
Nigga, what? Yeah, Gap, right there. Yeah, Old Navy.
Thrift.
Not even
thrift.
That. Yeah, Old Navy be having fits. Gap be having fits, too. But
like,
I'm talking about thrifting. Yeah,
I get
I'm talking about
designer
thrifting.
Stuff thrifting.
Yeah, no.
It's
she
in
does.
There.
She comes home with, like, the flyer shit. I'm like,
that's
yo,
a talent,
where'd you
though.
Get
this
that?
Fanny pack
yo, it's a gig.
Was $1.25.
Yo, I'm telling y'all.
Not to brag.
I'm telling y'all. She had me out here, like, lit, like, on some... Word. That shit is still pinned on my Twitter page. Like, y'all could go check that out, too. At O-L-A-W-U and 3 I's. Go follow me, right? And look at the tweet that's pinned. She styled that shit. And it's lit. Niggas are like, yo, like, you look fly. I'm like, yo,
that shit got hella love, too.
Yeah, it did.
I still get the notifications.
As you should.
So I think,
the
oh,
to the
shit,
album.
That tweet getting stayed. And it's like, Hillary, I'm all right. That's how to turn this shit off.
Can you stop calling me my colonizer name, please?
Okay,
like, you're really, like,
my colonizer.
You really
name.
Like fucking it up for me. Yeah, yes.
Colonizer.
Can you
name.
Like?
Anyway.
Call me by the name that like you please. Feel me. Mommy calls me when she's mad. Thank you. Stop.
Anyway. So basically, since we're on the topic of music and it's a lot of music that's come out lately,
yes.
Just break down a couple of the projects that's been coming out. No. Before we get to the music,
say, yeah, we
still in music, but not about music. We got to talk about
Triple X Tentacion.
Oh my God, yeah. Oh my God.
Murdered 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 days ago in Florida.
RIP, man.
RIP.
For real.
Yeah.
His death, like, it sparked a lively debate.
Mm-hmm.
I know me and LZ have had this debate with a couple of our friends.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Ola, we've talked about it a couple, like, over a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Damn, I do need some water, but...
But,
No, it's cool. Like, I'm really over here, like...
I shook that can, like...
I killed that shit.
No, I think
there is, like, a water thing out there, but hold on. Okay,
so... yeah, like, everybody... I guess he passed... Well, and then...
He's murdered.
I feel like everybody at that point just decided to take up the point of, like, oh, let's just...
Bring up all the old shit.
The
bad shit.
The bad shit in this kid that he's done, which is horrible shit, and then you can never excuse it, and all that. But they were just using that as an excuse to just, like, make light of his passing.
Yeah.
Right.
Which, to me, I don't
like
that.
It's corny.
Yeah, no,
it was.
I had a lot to say about that on Twitter, and I lost a lot of followers that day because of all the things I had to say about it. Like, only because I feel like a lot of the people who were getting, like, the thousands and, like, you know, of retweets who were trying to, like, elegantly, like, throw shade at him, like, who were clearly, like, taking up the, like, side of the, like, victims...
Yeah.
I felt like they were giving only one perspective of someone who's been a victim. And I felt like that's unfair. Like, not every victim gets out of an abusive situation and wants or is waiting for their abuser to die. Like, that's, to me,
that's not
realistic.
Yeah.
And
yeah, of course.
I'm not talking out my ass because... Yo, I'm a woman. I've been through situations. You know what I'm saying?
Old girl was not to cut you off, but old girl that was allegedly been abused by him.
She was distraught.
Was distraught.
She
at
was
his
distraught,
death.
and I feel like that was something else that niggas didn't even wait for. Mm. Y'all didn't even wait for her to get online to say how she felt. Y'all just started jumping to her defense, and I get it. You know, I
that's
get
just
it
how it
because
is now. Bro.
That's how it is on Twitter. You know, you gotta cancel people, and now now everybody is so woke and, like, you know, everybody has to get their tweets off and, you know, the more tweets, the better. And but no one is really thinking, like, logically, like, that's not the only, like, perspective is everything. Like, perspective is everything. So, like, you can't just, like, think, oh, well, you know, they had an abusive relationship and, you know, he's
and
going to court.
It, yeah.
He's going to court for some accusations. And she had a fucked up eye. Like, I read the story. Like, I have a lot of friends that are cool with that nigga, you know? Like, people who knew him, who I could speak to directly and be like, yo, like, what's the deal with this nigga? Why is he always wilding? Like, what's good with this nigga?
Yeah.
That's just, you know what I'm saying? He's just, he's fucked up, but he was also a fucking kid. So it's like, yo, like, I'm not saying you gotta excuse it because, yo, you're a kid, but, like, it's fucked up, but, like, we don't know their relationship, and that's the bottom line. Bottom line is we don't know their relationship, and she got online and said that. Like, only me and you will ever know, like, what we had, period. So she's telling everybody else to shut the fuck up. Shut up.
And people
but
are speaking
then,
for her, like, no, he was an abuser.
Everything went viral about
how do you speak
this,
negativity on
this
death?
Debate? And he's
you feel
dead.
Me? Like, that, he's
and he's
gone.
Dead. And he's dead. So it's like, yo,
can we forgive
he's
his,
dead.
Can we forgive it now? Like, he's gone. He'll never do it again.
Yeah.
So let him rest in peace.
Yeah.
That's kind of my whole thing. I don't mind admonishing him for what he's did.
Yeah, absolutely.
He did horrible
things.
Despicable shit.
Like, yo, my nigga
but
was wilding.
The timing is very
wrong.
Troubling to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
He wrong. Just died.
Yeah.
The same day.
Yeah.
Like, within an hour
yeah,
of
day.
Death.
People were bashing him.
Not niggas are, and it's cool when niggas say, I don't care. Whatever, you're not supposed, if you don't have care, you don't. But niggas go out of their way to show how much they don't care about this
if
nigga
If you don't
dying.
Care, no comment. Simple.
That was one
simple.
Spectrum of it. But then there's another spectrum of people who are going deep, harder with it and are celebrating this man's
death.
Yeah,
like, oh,
like,
my God.
Having,
like, happy Pride Month. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, like,
are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, like, that.
That's what made it just look like entertain, like, niggas is just trying to, like, get attention. Yeah. Because it's like, that's that's all it was. If you really did not care, you wouldn't say shit. Why go as far as, like you said, like, bashing him and then to go as far as celebrating that shit? It's like, yo, you're whack. You're fucking lame. Like, he's dead, yo. He got murdered. He got ran up on. He's gone. There are people mourning his death.
It's not like these niggas that murder him are doing it because we're doing this for the abuser.
The abuser. They're probably just some niggas. On some hood shit.
Like, they just killed that nigga.
Shit, like, that we don't fucking know about. Yeah. That we don't fucking know. From what I understand, this is some long-term beef, like, before he blew up, small town hood shit. Like, not even on some... Oh, because it's not even on some rap shit, you know.
That
like
goes in, that niggas goes into the next thing. Like niggas got it. When they get out, when they get money,
leave.
Get the fuck out of there, bro.
Yo, yeah. Chief Keef said that shit.
Get the fuck out of
there. Lucy, said it too. Like, cause the hood. I mean, you gotta remember, like, it's niggas are always gonna be jealous.
Nothing there. Niggas are always gonna feel something. He's driving around a nice ass car. I'm sorry. I don't mean to keep cutting you. I'm so sorry. I talk so loud and like aggressively. I'm like, my feelings were really hurt about that XXX shit. Like, I really did shed a couple tears on some, like, just just being empathetic.
A mother lost her child, and we're praising him. Are you dead ass?
Why am I defending him? Like, why do I have to get on the
internet? I don't want to defend this nigga because he's a piece of shit.
Exactly.
And I'm about to lose mad followers. Y'all are going wild. Yo, people were DMing me like, yo, sis, like, I love you, but you're... And I'm like, no, you're bugging. Like, if you're about to unfollow me for, like, not being happy that this nigga got shot, he's 20 years old. This shit happened years ago, number one. And number two, we don't even know what the deal is with them two. Like, you know how many people get no contact orders and will still be fucking their baby daddy or the nigga that beat their ass? Like, we don't know what the fuck...
You don't know shit. Because it's his business. So leave
it. We don't know. Like,
And
what the... Yo, it's just, I'm so upset.
He's like,
it's
dead. Messed
up. It's like, too early for me to talk about this.
Too, like, we're too, like, people don't understand, like, the finality of death.
Yeah, it's over. Because
we make kind of light of it.
Especially these young niggas, man.
Like, this new... It was even more fucked up about it.
Because niggas don't appreciate life because niggas die every day. But you have to understand, you got to appreciate that shit more because niggas die every day.
Exactly.
But instead, we're praising other people's death. Listen, karma's the one bitch that always come back.
Yep.
So the energy you give, you will get.
Exactly.
All I got to say, don't be mad when you get fake love.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be mad when no one cares and you die. I'm like, what you're doing.
The karma that y'all are lining up for yourselves is outstanding.
And you can say that karma came from XXXTentacion. Even it if could. He gave on the, but it's not our place to comment.
It's not
and,
our place,
you know.
And that's I feel like everyone ignored humanity, that.
His last
like,
days, he was like trying to
saying.
Do better.
That was just about to say.
I saw that. So who the fuck are you to judge?
Right.
He might be sitting in heaven right now, like, damn, look at what. Don't do my mistake. Don't do shit I did. I don't know. He could be.
What she said.
I know what she's saying.
We don't know.
We don't know. But then that brings in.
I'm sorry, that's fucked up.
Brings up a whole other topic on what she's saying. Like, we don't know what
the do's
and don'ts of heaven really is. Like, Christianity is
and
religion and beliefs are so screwed up now
that,
like, we don't fucking know. Like, we don't fucking know. Who are we to condemn somebody for what they've done? We're not God. We're not shit. And we're not perfect either. And we're forgiving people for doing us dirty. Off the strength of that, we should have everybody should have
mind
their business and just say RIP, keep it moving. You don't even gotta say nothing. Don't say nothing, but to be like, oh, thank God, Happy Pride Month. You're like, disgusting.
Well, you know, people nowadays are always so quick to bash people for the bad things that they do to cover up their own dirt.
Yeah,
so,
when
they see somebody like that, they're going to be quick to pull out the bad shit because they believe what he did was worse than the shit that they've done. So they can be like, well, at least I haven't fucking beat up my baby mom and beat up this gay nigga for being gay.
And
so, like,
they said that she wasn't even really pregnant for real.
Yeah, it's a whole big mess.
Who
but
knows?
It was a, no, I mean, he had a lot going on.
All it is, all at the end of the day, yo, he's gone.
Right.
Yo, it's a, somebody lost their... Their brother,
son, best friend,
lover,
you know.
Well,
and the fucked up thing is, he was a child. He's only 20.
Only.
Yeah. If we fucking was held accountable for the shit we did at 20.
Yeah.
Man, listen.
Well, here's my whole take on it was when because I never liked him anyway from the start.
You know what? Right. I never liked
so,
him.
Right. I never liked him. And
but then his music is cool, but I just never fucked with him.
Because he did crazy shit.
Exactly. I never fucked with him. So when he got shot, it did hit me because he was so young.
Yeah.
But then I remember, like, you know, he, like I said, like we've been saying, he was a shitty person.
Yeah.
But I didn't get on Twitter because I know what I can do on Twitter. I know I can say some shit and then it can go crazy, right?
Yeah.
But
that's Elsie saying he has clout.
Clouts.
But I mean, it's just anybody can do that.
I see narco.
Anybody can do that. But I knew he just died. It's not my place to speak. And it shouldn't be anybody's
just
place
have
to speak
some
on.
Fucking coof.
Yes.
Yeah.
To speak on the negative shit that he's done. Now, when he did get shot, I was like, shit.
And now, next month, next month, you want to go and say how much he was a piece of shit?
Exactly.
Have at it.
Yo,
but
exactly.
Not
but
when
the same day.
Can the nigga get in the ground?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You said what?
Like, can he get buried first?
Yeah, if
yeah, no.
That'd be
but
nice,
can
right?
Can his family mourn in peace?
Yeah,
or no.
Give him,
that's what I'm saying.
Can you give him... Can you give him a eulogy first?
Yeah,
like y'all know how. I mean, shit. Just that's just how shit works. It's unfortunate, but
no, yeah. I feel the same.
Then
exact
it goes
way.
Back to the generation.
I feel like because and because like people think like that, like they automatically assume that you're like forgiven an abuser. It's like, bruh, that nigga was wilding. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's no reason why we should be asking other people, yo, why is this nigga always wilding? Like, why are we constantly having to check on this nigga and him doing crazy shit? So when he hit the ground, when he like, you know, got low key and like, you know. Mm. Was doing the small things he was doing on the side to try to get back on track, you know?
Yeah, he was doing a lot better.
Mm. So my anger was more towards the people who were like, I'm not saying you gotta acknowledge that and be like, oh, you know, he was a good guy. No, he was trash. Like, he was trash, but it's like the morality in celebrating somebody dying like that, a tragic death.
I could never.
A tragic death. No, this nigga was sick. Yeah. Or got hit by a car. I mean, he got hit by a car.
Hold on.
He got shot, though.
And then his niggas that was making that reach like, oh, wouldn't you celebrate if Hitler died?
Shut up. Well, here we go.
That motherfucker tried to exterminate a race.
Wait, what?
Like I saw that. I was like,
wait, we're comparing
we're doing this?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I didn't know he had that effect on you. Since when?
You can't compare it to. You can't compare that.
I don't. You know what? That's just end of that. Like, yo.
Yeah.
The young man is dead.
At least let him hit the ground
first.
May
he find peace in the May his abusers find peace. May his family, friends, fans find peace.
Because at the end of the day, can't none of us judge him.
Peace too.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Because that's unfinished business. Yeah. Not our business, though. And that's all I got to say about that.
Oh, that's a bar.
Like,
speaking of bars, Jay-Z and Beyonce put out an album, and I think it stinks.
Really?
LZ.
I like it.
I like it.
The more I listen to it, the more I like it.
The more I like it.
Jay-Z
it's my summer mood.
I
have
nothing to say about it.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's cool. I listen to it. It's cool.
I like them together. I don't like them apart.
Really?
Oh, I love them apart.
They're horrible together.
I love them apart.
I like them
together.
They're the opposite of Jhené Aiko and Big Sean.
The opposite?
Because Big Sean and Jhené Aiko they suck apart. But together,
yo, that's funny as hell. And
they
actually,
make bangers.
I was just talking about the today, their 2088 thing. I didn't listen to that.
Right? Hey, that shit.
And like everybody was in the room looking at me like, yo, what? Like,
I'm
like, yo,
London
no,
Bridges?
I mean, I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna keep it real. Like, as an artist, or maybe it's just
a 2 minute warning.
Like, I don't know. I'm just this person. There's a lot of music that I haven't listened to, yo. If I was sitting here and tell y'all,
it's
I'd
hard
be like,
to
y'all be like, yo, you're on some other shit. Like,
it's
people
hard to
judge me all the time.
Yeah, it's hard,
but
bro.
For somebody who's been working on an album for 2 years,
yeah.
You're
just
I'm so
not about,
on your
I
shit.
Cannot listen to music that is similar or even in the same fucking arena as mine. That I don't need that inspiration. If I need inspiration,
you
I know where to go.
Like,
so I will listen to it eventually.
Do you think if you don't do that because you think it might influence what you do?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I don't want influence from them.
Right.
I have the people I want influence from. Okay. Like Tame Impala, Local Natives, Joji, you know, like other shit.
Right.
I don't need to sit and listen to other R&B to be like, oh, this is why I'm good.
I'll say this. In regards to 2088, that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
That shit is fine.
No, I heard it was... No, today someone was telling me I was bugging and that I need to get on it. Like, today, literally, I was having a conversation.
But,
whatever, don't judge me, y'all.
Back to the J&B shit.
Don't judge
me. I like it.
It's 9 tracks, right?
I like a good... 8.
I like 3.
3? I like all of them.
3.
But I like all of them, but some stand out.
5 are like,
like 713?
Like, nice... Jay-Z floated on that shit with
Jay-Z,
Pharrell.
Jay-Z was floating on the whole
Jay-Z
thing.
Jay-Z had bars this album.
He was floating on the whole thing.
Yo, let's talk real. Like, Jay-Z is really gotten better with age.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't. Because I thought this, it was done.
He's coupled aging with well.
Fucking 444.
Yeah. Because niggas really thought Jay-Z was done after he put out, what's it called?
Magna Carta. I thought it was it for that nigga.
No, not even that. Fucking the one with 30 something, the red joint. The album that was
Kingdom Come?
Yeah, Kingdom Come. Because niggas did not like that.
That was
at
a stinker.
All.
That was
when people were like, this nigga's getting old.
P U.
So
I liked a few of the songs. Like some of them were kind of feel me? Like yeah. Like I listened to it late. Like I remember, like I don't know. I do that with music a lot. I was kind of like, oh, they dropped the album. I was like, oh shit. Yeah. Like I don't know. I don't want to sound like a hater. I just I take my time listening to new music. Like facts. I take my time to listen to new music. Like I let everybody hype it up, and then I'm like, all right, so it's my turn. Like you know, it's more fun that way. It's like, oh, okay, so let me tell you how I feel about it. Yeah. But I listened to it. It was cool. There are a couple tracks. They're like, oh, this is hot. I love the dialogue between them on the tracks.
Yes.
I think that's really amazing that they're being honest about their flaws. I think that's inspiring, and it makes me feel like I can be more open about my flaws. So it was inspiring. It was,
that's why
it
I
definitely
feel like they're on top.
Sure. Yeah, they're this, doing the right
they're
thing.
They're real life on top.
They're doing the right. Yeah, exactly. So they can talk.
They're
shit.
Shitting on a lot of people. With
this album makes
we're telling you our truth, and we're still gonna make it a hit.
I mean, that's just them. Like, you can't take that. It's always going to be that way. Yep, but this album really makes up for the fact that they don't ever, like, do no interviews or nothing like that. They put it all in the music. Like, if you really want to know about them, just
listen to me.
Beyonce don't do no interviews.
Facts, yo.
She could barely put a sentence together. That's probably why. But she don't do no interviews.
Beyonce can't read.
Oh, my God. But she can sing.
She sing her ass off. You know people out there?
She can sing as long as you tell her the words and don't make her read them.
Oh, my God.
Don't give her a lyric book.
She's like Floyd Mayweather.
We be all night, Beyonce.
She can sign them checks though, and they won't bounce.
We be all night. What's the H for? It's silent. It's silent, Beyonce. You don't say that. We be all night.
I'm about to leave y'all because these niggas is wildin' and I don't have.
No, I'm beehive though, so it is beehive, but I'll still make the joke.
Hella takes you to Beyonce session.
No, honestly, Beyonce is.
Ooh, you know how long it took her to read Bootylicious?
Wow.
Bootylicious. 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 The women are not for the Beyonce Sandler.
Y'all like Beehive? Y'all fuck with Beyonce?
No, I just like them together. Like that's together. Just how.
So are you one of those girls? Like you don't fuck with Beyonce? Like
no, I'll listen to some of her music, but I just like them better together. So since I prefer them better together, that's what I'm just gonna listen to.
Okay,
right. But like,
I mean, I've never heard anybody say that though. Like
yeah that's Beyonce. The first.
No, because I love when people like balance each other. Like, me and my sister.
Yeah.
And tracks. I feel like they, like, complement each other very well. Like, at least in the music they make together, like, he'll let her stunt and be like, but wait. Why? Go back.
He
go
good.
Back. Go back.
Jay-Z's
go back.
Very, go very good.
He good.
There is one thing I'll give them. Jay-Z's very cool, which I guess that mirrors his personality. He's very cool with just letting Beyonce just rock.
Rock.
And hold the show, and I'm like, yo.
Hey, but yo, nigga, I got
I'm,
her. I'm,
nigga,
winning,
I'm
like,
happy to be. He's a happy to be
I'm
here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's love.
And,
that's love.
Judging by those last pictures,
oh my God.
I'd be happy too, because God dang.
Yeah.
It's something about pregnancy that does something to Beyonce. Her post pregnancy body
always
is phenomenal.
She's a sexy ass bitch.
Yeah,
man.
Like,
at the end of the day.
I love Beyonce as far as. How she sings, like growing up, like I would listen to Beyonce songs as a singer, like on some. Oh my God, how does she do that? Like, how does she fucking do that? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like it's. I listen. You're technically Beyonce got it. Period, because she sounds the same live.
Yeah,
so it's like,
does.
Yo, what the
you
fuck?
Can't ever stunt on that.
Are you drinking before your shows that you sound like this?
Gold.
She's so pure,
liquefied gold.
And when I found out, when I got to the age and I understood that she wasn't writing her songs, I was a little sad, only because, like, I get sad about shit like that.
A lot of R&B songs.
No, they don't. They don't.
A lot of them don't.
I said I was young and didn't understand the music industry at all. So I had to get to what, this, the age. Yeah. You feel me? I had to be, like, 17. And I was like, yo, so she
the
didn't.
The girl that writes her songs from Jersey.
Yeah, I know. I know, nigga. I know. I know.
She's from Jersey.
I know. we know.
She the truth.
Like, no.
There's
like, no.
a story here somewhere.
No, 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 I know.
She the truth.
No, no, I know. I'll gladly tell you guys later off the script. Oh. But yeah, no, no. Not even on no drama shit. Like, on some, I know.
Y'all don't get this tea.
Her songwriter, one of her songwriters is from Jersey. Like, yeah, I know that.
That's what's up.
And I think that's amazing. And I think Beyonce is amazing. I don't think I'm necessarily Beehive. Like, people, like, harass people online.
Yeah, no.
I don't harass I'm people.
Not, I swear to God. I want to meet one of those people in real life. I want to just look at them.
It's kind
of
sad.
I want to see what they look like.
It's sad, but it's funny as fuck.
Hilarious.
It's, they like, it's they funny about how sad
they're
they
not
are.
Funnier than the Nicki ones, though.
Oh, them.
Yeah, those are
them
creatures.
Nicki ones.
Mwah. Those are creatures. Oh, man.
We'll get you the fuck
I'll
out
never forget
here.
When I pissed them off one day and them niggas... They were camping in my mansion.
You can't smoke a blunt with a Nicki stan.
Oh my God.
You can't get lit with them.
Did you see the bars that she posted the other day?
Like, Jesus. Anyone needed her to?
Do y'all fuck with
I
Nicki?
Heard about it. I didn't even
what?
See it. I just
what?
Heard about it.
I don't know.
Oh. Y'all keep continuing. I'm gonna find.
I think she's a joke.
I think she's
I
trash.
Think she's fucking god awful.
And I think that she needs to like go minimize her butt a little bit. It's getting out of hand.
Oh, with the K Michelle?
Yeah, she needs yo, whatever, yo. But the thing is K Michelle's ass moved. That
barely,
shit moved.
Barely.
No,
it was a good fake ass.
It was a good fake ass.
But it was killing her. So
literally.
She get rid of it.
Literally.
Yeah, that's what happens when you want to fucking be an aunt in real life.
That shit look nasty.
That's what happens. Nicki Minaj
just
needs
do
to
a
shrink
fat
that
transfer.
Shit.
Like, we don't need to do all that extra shit.
Exactly.
Fat transfer looks nice.
It's natural. It's your own fat.
Yeah, it's your own
shit.
Shout
out to Dr. Miami. Like, tell me about that.
Right, but putting foreign pieces in your body.
That's wild.
Even sound right.
No.
That's wild. Like, I know Meek Mill was hitting that shit proudly.
They can't all be blessed like y'all, too. No.
Right? Yo, this fat transfer.
No, I mean...
That would be the smartest
thing. I'm not even shaming... You feel me? If you want to get... Yo, if you're not happy with how you look, yo, do what you gotta do,
fix it, but, like...
You only live once, my nigga, and life is short, yo. Go do what you gotta do.
Don't risk your life for it.
Don't risk your life for it. And don't look stupid with it. Like, Nicki Minaj looks like a creature. A creature.
Oh,
while
we on it, I'm going to read this bar for y'all.
Oh, my God.
Ayo, he in my starting five.
Oh, my God.
He get his city live. These niggas scared. They doing 50 in a 55. I'm trying to clap him like somebody told him, give me five. I'm going to be a half an hour, but I told him, give me five.
She tweeted that. Why your phone so heavy? Nick, she
put
that
shit was fat. I was broken.
Yeah, man. I got that life proof case.
I hate when she talks about sports.
Yeah. She
I'm confused.
She tweets like a 14-year-old.
Yeah, she's 35.
She uses so many emojis.
Yeah, she need to get it together.
I don't know. I think Nicki Minaj, like...
She's corny.
...got into this... I don't know when it happened, but she just, like... I don't know. I feel like when you have, like, insane... When you have an insane fan base, like, when people who are support you are, like... out of their minds, like literally out of their, like they're out
niggas
of their minds.
Literally crazy.
Like niggas really have like issues mentally. Like with themselves and like everyone in their lives, then like you're gonna kind of become that.
I think
like,
she took the wrong route in
and,
life.
Yeah, period.
Like
she's just
leaving
trying.
A man who helped you become who you were for the fame.
And who got
fucked
that
you up.
Schlong? She's know why. Tripping.
Because like you could have just been happy and like been building
yo,
and making
shout
money.
To Safari, yo.
You feel me? But like you
shout
wanted to just
Safari,
date
yo.
Everybody. Now you're 35.
But
single,
shout out
no
to
kids.
Safari, like sidebar, because like Safari.
Safari's amazing, and he's living his best fucking life, and he's recording it, and
what
I love
a,
it.
What a beautiful man. Mm.
Yeah, I felt like you Safari left right him. Now. I felt she left him for nothing.
Shout out to Comcast remote Safari.
She's bugging. Like,
Comcast.
She's bugging. No, I mean like honestly, I'm not gonna just say she's bugging for leaving him because you know he got that work, but like because. We don't know what their situation is.
Yeah, but she left
what their situation is.
They were two corny
she
people. They balanced
him.
Each other
out. Yeah, exactly.
Like,
she left him and didn't want to pay him for the work that he did. And he sued her and got the money. That's what happened.
And now he's living his best life.
That's wrong.
You know, what, just you know what happened with Nicki Minaj? She
somebody tell Nicki that I miss her.
This is what happened with her. She's a person that got so much fame.
So quick.
And she got so quick. It's just, she's hit a point where no matter, her fans are so loyal. That they're gonna fuck with whatever she puts out because she put it out. Mm-hmm. So the bar is so low.
Very low.
You're never gonna get a monster verse from her ever again.
Yeah, never, yo.
Now I'm gonna debate if maybe it's because she's I'm doing this under the assumption that she's writing her own bar.
Never.
I'm going to be nice and assume this.
I feel like, I don't know, I feel like, yo, I would hope that she wrote that shit.
That was my Nicki.
Yeah. Like,
But then she became
wilding on that track. Like she was wilding.
No breaks, no pauses, straight.
She was wilding.
And now it's like, oh, she's featured? Where?
Now it's looking like she's really writing. I mean, she was on that
Cardi album. Y'all heard that Cardi album?
I did not listen to it. I didn't hear good.
It's a great ad lib album. Mm-hmm. It's lit because he can do that. He could do that. I'm not gonna lie. I have a couple tracks that I'm like, oh, I fuck with this. Like, rest in peace, Fredo is my shit. R.I.P. Fredo is my shit.
Did y'all listen to the new Nas album?
Yeah, no. I did. Y'all listen to the new Nas? No. Oh, y'all don't fuck with anything Kanye right now?
Oh, no, I just did it.
You didn't listen to it. Do you fuck with Kanye?
I just did it.
You don't feel a way towards Kanye?
I know. I used to love Kanye West. I miss him a lot.
Wait, which Kanye? The new
I'm talking about, do you fuck with Kanye, like, right now?
I did.
No, not right now.
Yeah,
no.
I used to fuck with him, too, but now it's kind of like, he can just shut up. I just want to hear some of the music, but now it's like.
Now, I just feel like, we get it. You need help, like, but we don't want to help you. Yeah. I feel like, oh,
we don't want to help you.
Damn. Like, first of all.
Fix it, nigga.
I'm going to be honest.
That's it.
The new music he came out with.
She's going to be a rough-ass mom.
There's some songs I was really like, okay.
Glory, You can't say that, son.
I was like, okay.
We
want to
help
But him. Then I heard the song. I'm like, she wasn't going to leave you because of the Trump tweet. Like, stop crying. You didn't cheat. Like, shut up. You're not Beyoncé and Jay-Z.
I ain't knew it.
Oh, you're not on top. No one cares.
It's like, you didn't even do anything that bad.
What did you do? You accidentally posted pictures of your house with no furniture?
You're just weird, nigga.
She had to act. For you, like, come on, go to bed. All right.
Well, you know Kanye is like really like dramatic and sensitive. So
go to fuck sleep.
Yeah, he's weird.
I'm fucking tired.
Yeah, I swear to God.
I'm like, I fuck with you. You know how to produce. You know what the fuck you're doing, which is why I don't pity you. You're too fucking smart. Damn. You can't be up here, go down here, and be like, wait, can someone help me? No, nigga, you brought yourself there. Stay there. Simple. Damn. Live in your fucking bed, bitch.
I don't feel the same way.
She put up her middle fingers like a badass.
Middle fingers, what up?
Yeah. She's still copying the Yeezys, though. But I'm saying.
Gloria is
a bit. Oh, you copping the newest ones?
I want the
not the moon, not the moon.
The desert rats?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Them shit's ugly as hell. Don't get them.
They look like Capizio dance shoes, for real.
All right, Azalea.
No.
She said, what the fuck is these Capizio dance shoes?
When I seen the Capizio, I was like,
she also had fake Yeezys on his studio, so let's not talk.
She didn't.
About her.
She didn't.
Kim added her on it.
He didn't.
I don't
she
fuck
didn't
with
have the fake
Azalea Banks
on.
At all.
At all. Not
she's
even
a weirdo. She says, says nigger a lot.
Can I see how I feel about Kanye since y'all asked me?
Go ahead. Yeah,
do you really want to hear what I can say? You really don't want to hear what I got to say.
Why?
Do you want to fight?
Oh, Moody coming to Moody coming to a streaming platform near here.
No, I mean, yo, look. I miss Kanye. I feel like the last good Kanye we got was Real Friends with Party. That was the last good Kanye we got. Period, point blank. Saint Pablo, was that what we were called?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Barely.
I only liked one song.
Yeezus was amazing. Yeezus was also underrated. I think that.
Speak on it.
Yo,
speak
on it. Get so upset when people are like, I didn't like Yeezus. I'm like, yo, shut the fuck up, my nigga.
That's my hype.
They be the same niggas. They be the same niggas that like For Your Eyes Only.
We're Blacks on the Way Home.
Fuck that.
Nah, niggas are really wild. Like, if you don't fuck with Yeezus, yo, then I don't fuck with you. Like, if you don't see the art in Yeezus, then like you're bugging. Like you're bugging.
But you want to full clothes.
Kanye was wilding.
Yeah, I
need to call it on.
I need to. Nah, the way he melodically went there. I'm like, am I in a spaceship right now?
Exactly.
I was like, nigga,
I was like, it's a movie going on.
It's a movie.
I'm like, nigga, let's go to hyperspeed.
Exactly. And I look for movies and music, yo. Like, that's me. Like, personally, I look for movies and music. That is what inspires me. So Yeezus was a fucking movie. And then Real Friends was like, Kanye was kind of, you know, throwing it back, you know, and like making us remember when he used to write music like that. And then we lost him. So I miss him. I hope he comes back.
I do not dislike Kanye.
Yeah, he got Kim Kardashian pussy. That's why he's not coming back. That shit is Illuminati and not right.
Do we think Kim got good pussy?
I said not white, not right.
Probably.
I want to say, but do we think Kim Kardashian has good pussy?
Probably.
Nah. She can't really. Whoa, you want to get into. She can't really.
This is not that serious?
I don't know how I feel.
She can't really spread it. Is that good?
Kim doesn't do it for me.
Because I've seen her naked. She can't spread that.
We've all seen that.
She had to sacrifice the fun part for pussy to look like that.
The fun part.
And I peep.
The fun part.
The fun part is being able to spread it. If you want to have a fat ass, you got to spread that shit. She can't spread that shit. So I know her pussy's not lit.
I'm good off Kim. She doesn't do it for me. I'm just,
good. That's how I feel. I feel like he got there and was like,
I struggle.
He was on some, I'm on my last bus. Like, you remember that episode with the last bus?
Niggas was so stuck, you coming in, on this ride
niggas
or
stuck,
no?
Niggas was stuck in that crazy town. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
On SpongeBob?
Where niggas was...
He kept trying to get them a thing, and the bus kept...
And niggas using their tongues to talk?
And it was scary. Understand your accent.
Kanye's in that world right now.
He's in that world.
In rock bottom.
Rock bottom, not bikini bottom.
Yo, isn't that crazy?
That I can't understand your accent.
That's how Kanye is.
I'm free thinking.
That's Kanye. I love Kanye. I feel like he's too smart to act as dumb. And then I feel like we keep like taking care of him. He's grown.
You feel like we're babying the nigga.
I feel like he's so talented. You know, and it sucks to...
But people suffer, Gloria, emotionally.
No, I know. That's why I'm on some with Kanye, because I love one of them, and the other one I'm not a fan of.
I feel like it's just because he's with Kim.
He got to listen.
Are we of this idea? Because this has come up a lot, that the Kardashians are this group of people that just ruin
the life out of
people? Is the evidence not there?
Who haven't they
Look
ruined?
Look at the fucking evidence, my
Who
nigga.
Who haven't they ruined other than,
what's
the name, Scott? Look at
the fucking evidence, my nigga. Scott is also white.
Scott made it out with scars, though.
So Scott knows the game. Scott is white with his own money. He know the game. Yo, this bitch not about to finesse me. What the fuck are you talking about?
Very true.
He a real nigga. But the rest of these niggas get there like, oh, they get into rock ball. Shit.
Yeah, we support 19-year-olds getting pregnant and living on their own.
Like, Travis Scott, silly.
Are we serious?
Silly. I love him.
Did y'all see the pictures,
though? Oh, yeah, of the bodyguard?
What? Of the bodyguard?
What happened?
We gotta give it a couple more months.
So pictures came out of...
And it looks like an Asian baby.
Basically, Kylie's bodyguard.
Yeah, that baby looks exactly like the bodyguard.
They do. But at the same time, mixed babies look like
that.
Yeah, they do. So we gotta give it a few more months.
But he looks like that nigga specifically.
I've never seen a mixed baby that looked Asian like that.
I was reading the comments underneath, and people were like, does the baby have Pinoy eyes? That's what they, I guess, or some shit like that. Yeah. That's what you call, like, no lid eyes, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, people were in there, like, Asian people were in there, like, yeah, it does. This is what it looks like.
That's going to ruin him.
That Astro World 2 going to be fired because of that shit, nigga.
I need another pick-me-up, so let's see what happens.
He about to hug the shit out of his next album.
Nah, but
I'll still be your fan, so.
That's what you get for fucking with that.
So, I just feel like, if any other 19-year-old got pregnant and embraced it like that, would have been a problem.
So,
you said what?
Like, happy to be a mom. I wanted this my whole life at 19.
Like, as far as like being a celebrity.
Yeah, it would have been a whole life. You're rich.
Well, we already knew. Like,
you need a hobby.
That's what they do.
That's why you're like this about it.
That's what the
Stormy. They use children, mixed children, as like fucking hobbies. That's what it is. Look at my black baby. Oh my God. Look at her tan skin.
Yeah, and I don't get how all of y'all like black hair.
Niggas aren't pets.
All of you guys like black. So you got all
the fuck
same type.
Here. And these dumbass niggas keep falling for that shit.
They use black people as
fucking
accessories.
Stupid ass niggas, yo. Y'all make me so fucking mad, man. For real. Stupid ass niggas, yo.
Well, that brings me to another point.
Let me chill.
I was watching the NBA draft, right? It's the same shit every year. So y'all know how niggas get drafted. And they always got like a white girl with them. Mm-hmm. Is that just like a rapper and an NBA athlete always gotta have like a white girl? It's like
it's some bullshit.
I don't know what happens when you go into the NCAA system.
Well, yeah.
That I feel like they give you your books.
Yeah.
They give you your jersey, a pair of sneakers, and a white woman.
That's what it seems like.
That's your package when you come in, and it's your package when you leave.
Because it was crazy
and
to see
it. It's weird. I don't know. All these dudes, especially the football niggas.
Yeah.
Man, they keep some Caucasoid with them.
There's nothing wrong with interracial dating.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just biracial.
Yeah, it's just like it's weird to always see it with athletes. Why is that the thing? I don't get it. I personally don't understand.
But the thing is though, only Khloe had a... Oh no, Kim... No, Kim had Chris Humphries. She had some Emmy. She had and Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush. Yeah. No. You're absolutely right.
And Bow Wow and Nick Cannon and
yo, can we talk about Nick Cannon for a second? That nigga got bodies.
Nick Cannon got the finest of bodies. Nick Cannon is the
fucking dweeb.
He's the brown skin version of Drake.
No.
Yes, he is.
No.
As far as corny vibes,
they're the same. Yeah, they're the same nigga. Drake's just more talented.
Okay.
No, Drake is. Can we?
They're the same nigga.
Drake is exceedingly corny. He's just very rich.
I will slap the taste out of Drake's mouth. I will slap the taste.
He'll ask you for seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll pay for that.
On some shit, right?
He's like, can I be a third?
Can I put my face?
Give me again.
Can I put my face in your ass, nigga?
What do y'all think about the, what do y'all expect for this new album, Scorpion?
I kind of really stopped listening after.
Do you like Drake?
I used to love. I love old Drake.
I listen to all old Drake.
What is old Drake? What is the cutoff for old Drake?
So Far Gone.
Damn,
that's early.
So Far Gone?
I mean, there's more, but that's what I listen to right now.
Oh, no. I mean, like, where was your cutoff? Like, when did you be like,
when did you start to be like, I'm not off Drake?
Like, this ain't old Drake.
Girl, I always stayed there. What was that?
Yeah, keep it going. Go ahead. Give us them tunes.
What was that song?
Take Care.
No. It's a. I still been drinking on the low.
Oh, that's from, what's it called? Nothing Was the Same, right?
Nothing Was the Same.
For the Sting.
Yeah.
That song puts me in my fucking bag.
So is that like your
that
Drake cutoff?
After that,
it was kind of like downhill.
So you wasn't off Take Care?
I'm good.
No, Take Care was before
that. Take Care was before that?
Or I like Thank Me Later.
Thank Me Later was the first one.
I might be too strong out on compliments. Overdose on confidence.
Shout out to him for trying to make a baseball glove.
He thought he was bringing something back.
Flowing in and out of compliments and they say I'm bad. I agree with that. I just take my time with all this shit. I still believe in that.
I don't see where this goes.
Someone tell me I feel like, ooh, I needed that. Then they want to see me pick that up, but where I leave it at. I know I exaggerated things. Now I got it like that.
Can we
that.
Stop
that? Oh, my shirt because I'm just mobbing like that. You look good at that. You don't want a problem like that. You gonna make someone around me catch a body like that. Oh, don't do it.
You know what's crazy? I know all the words too, but I never
like I'm riding with it, but I'm like.
I was like, I was.
I'm like, I'm fucking with it, but I'm like, yo, we're paying by the hour.
I'm so sorry.
Time is up to hash, but I'm fucking with it.
Nah, Drake, old Drake is amazing. New Drake. I'll fight him. Like, we could fight Drake. What's
new
up?
New Drake, I just think he's funny.
He's just talking shit. Yeah, I love it. It's annoying. He just thinks, I don't know why he, I don't. Let's go.
Juice.
Let's next subject, yo.
You got the juice.
Y'all see his new girl?
What juice?
His new girl.
Cloudy juice, nigga. He got cloudy juice. Ew. Yeah, you don't want to drink cloudy juice, right?
I don't want to drink cloudy
unless
anything.
It's nectar.
Ilk.
Oh, man.
Nectar.
Jesus.
So.
You guys don't drink, like, Jesus. Fruit nectar? Like, Gloria?
I drink anything that Chick-fil-A has.
Yo, you are dirty, because you love Chick-fil-A for real.
You fucking right.
Whoa. Yeah, what's dirty like, about no, loving Chick-fil-A?
No, I love Chick-fil-A, but this nigga,
their
I follow him on
nuggets
Twitter.
That's
fair.
Really good.
And he really loves
it's all valid.
Nah, Chick-fil-A is lit.
Their protein is lit.
Okay? I don't eat it all the time, though.
And you should. You should.
You should start.
You should work a little more.
Are you a vegan, though?
I'm absolutely not.
Okay.
We're African.
Yeah.
We're African.
Yeah, we
nigga. Shout out, especially African.
We're Nigerian.
Shout out to
yeah, I'm going to say y'all be specific.
We're Nigerian.
I'm out here. I'm Nigerian and Senegalese until the World Cup is over.
See, he's exploiting us.
Shout out to the World.
Until the World Cup.
He's exploiting us for the World Cup.
I don't know why I am anymore.
Nigeria's in it.
And you know, everybody keeps asking me that. It's like, yo, are you like, what? Like, you know, I'm just like, what?
The what?
Everyone's like, so you watching the fucking World Cup? Because you're Nigerian, right? Your name is Ola. I think that's Yoruba. Like, yo, shut the fuck up.
I think I know where you're from.
Shaka. Yeah, I know about that shit.
You know, I had a cousin in college that, like, was also Nigerian. His name was, like, I don't, yo.
Goddamn.
Drag me, Ola. Drag me.
Like, I don't care. No. So, no, I'm not watching the World Cup right now.
Yeah. Do you watch soccer at all?
Yeah, I sometimes, you know, if I go to my cousin's house
All right. Because she's like, yeah, I watch it sometimes. Yeah. Aggressive? But like,
aggressive. Like,
don't explain yourself aggressively to me.
You fucking grab my shirt collar.
I watch it sometimes, you know. I know Nigeria's in it. It's lit. Like, yo, shout out to my country. Yo, we out here, for real. It's been our year, like, for real.
Pick it up, though.
WizKid, you feel me? You're...
shout out my nigga.
But
that's funny. I haven't really been watching. I mean, I have been, but
I don't
like,
watch TV. So
yeah, I don't watch TV.
That's the issue.
If I watch TV, yeah, but we don't watch TV. Mm. We're some. Yo, she does more like Netflix shit. Yo, I just be in my room.
Did y'all watch Coco? Did you watch Coco?
That's so weird. Sounds weird as fuck.
Coco? Wait. Hold up.
I asked everybody this now because that's my fucking movie.
Yeah, Coco.
I love Incredibles 2.
Yeah.
But the detail that was in Coco should have been. That's what I expected.
That shit was crazy.
That movie was fucking almost 3 hours long.
Coco? Was it not? It was like two.
It was two hours.
It was 2 hours, like 40 minutes.
2 hours and some change, yeah.
Dang.
And it was.
That shit was crazy.
That shit.
The part when they walk across the bridge and they go.
That's the most detailed movie I've
ever seen in my life. Nigga. When the motherfucker. When they lost Cuz's picture, I was there distraught. I was like, my nigga, what the fuck?
I cried.
Are they going to put on your friend day? What are they going to do?
When he was singing to her and the grandma was fighting, I was like, yo.
When the finger twitched and she started singing back.
My thing, she was like, and I remember my daddy. And then she's like,
oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
So she has Netflix, right? You have access to that Netflix?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When y'all go home.
You're not missing nothing. Like, we didn't just
go home and watch Coco on Netflix.
Yo, no.
It's the detail in the movie.
And then bottle your tears. Because there will be a lot of them.
No, someone, like. A friend of mine joked about me watching Coco too many times because of a tweet that I made. And I'm like, this isn't Maxwell. I'm tweeting, but like, shut the fuck up. You know, like, no, but like, so I'm assuming it's something I would watch.
You have to watch it.
Yeah, so I'm going to watch it. I'm an emotional
wreck
as it is.
The thing is, I was like, bored. I'm like, let me just watch this on my face. I'm just like, wait, hold on.
Start getting real interested,
I was
right?
Like, the detail in that movie is crazy. I expected that in Incredibles 2. Incredibles 2 is a great movie.
Yeah.
Go very see great. But Coco... I hope it's never slept on. Cause that movie.
Everybody, since we're talking about movies, everybody around the table, Nate, say the best movie you've seen like lately, like the best movie you've seen lately.
I can't.
I walked out of Avengers crying. I did not stay to watch the first. The first time I saw it, I didn't stay for like Marvel's, you know, cool ending.
Oh, the ending.
I didn't know about Ant-Man. So I walked out. I left before that. I had to leave. I almost fell down the stairs. I so packed because I was crying.
That's probably the.
I heard a nigga's like crying, like.
Yeah, I cried. I.
Yeah, I almost. I felt it.
Mr. Stark.
I don't feel so.
I don't feel so good.
Yeah, I felt. I felt the tears.
But I watched that part. I'm like, damn.
No, it was when Black Panther fizzled out. I was like, okay.
Yo, that nigga. That's fucked up.
They didn't give him like.
That nigga fizzled out mid sentence.
They was like,
this is not the place to die.
And dies.
And Okoye's like, and the tears that they made sure.
Yeah, that's
too much. Too much.
I was in the movie like, all right, so wait, hold on. Run it back.
I'm running.
I missed something.
Nah,
she was called back to the nigga in the yo, run it. Yeah.
That was it.
But I saw it again, reread the comics, and there's nothing to worry about. So I'm at peace.
Yeah, I knew seeing that I knew we were gonna be
I'm at peace. So we're gonna be all right.
Ant-Man,
we're gonna be okay.
There's another
the Hulk is gonna be there. The Hulk is gonna be there.
There's gonna be another movie.
Yeah, no, there's a part two coming in a couple years.
Probably, 2020, we'll see.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I didn't,
No, that...
I just started getting into, like, Marvel and American, like,
you know, comics. Disney just
watch
Marvel.
Jessica Jones.
Because me personally, I'm an anime person.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the snob that's, like, American cartoons could never touch anime shit because...
It just can't.
It can't, in my eyes. But since these last couple movies, especially with this one... And then how everybody gassed how, like, not gassed, but how hyped up Thanos and how badass that nigga was.
He's the truth.
And then I researched, I'm like, yo, this nigga.
He really is the truth.
Is a motherfucker. Yeah. And I'm like, American comics, DC Marvel, more so Marvel.
You know, Disney just bought Marvel?
Yeah.
For like $71 billion or something like that.
It's about to be a lot of movies coming out, yo.
Yo, shit lit. The fucking trailer. Trailers.
I saw you tweeting about the trailer. Yeah, I saw that.
Before the Incredibles came on,
there's some fire
for the Incredibles. Bumblebee is about to be.
Bumblebee's gonna be sick.
Fucking stupid. That princess movie.
I said, where's your timeline?
Yeah.
The new Wreck-It Ralph.
Yo,
that's gonna be fire.
How to Train Your Dragon.
I never saw the first one. Though.
Yo,
or the first two. There's two of them, right? This will be the third.
I didn't. Me neither, but yeah, I'm watching that shit.
That shit
what
tough.
The fuck? But the Bumblebee one was got me because I wanted to be an Autobot because of Bumblebee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that Bumblebee.
Yes, Bumblebee,
the
bro.
Mute nigga.
Yes, he's a car. Or yo,
they're
is
all
it
cars
she?
Or
no, no, no. But she's a. Because this is she. No, she's a buggy in this movie.
Yeah, she's a buggy,
and like she comes to life, and like she's just so gentle, and like. I kind of already have a feeling that she might die or something's going to happen. But, like, she's fucking shit up.
Yeah, shit was getting real.
Like, on some... The owner's telling her, like, yo, you got to save the world. You know, like, it's some superhero shit. And I... literally, like, I watched Transformers and, like, cried because I wanted to be an Autobot. Like, I have, like, real weird connections to superheroes and shit. Like, I get, like, sad that I'm not a superhero all the time.
I love Autobots.
Like, it's like...
I wish I was a superhero. Childish. If y'all could have one superpower, what would it be?
I wouldn't want one. I would want to be, like,
well,
Jack-Jack.
I said, you can't be no Jack.
And you can choose one.
You gotta pick one.
Nigga.
Just one.
Invisibility.
That's a good one.
You know what? I was gonna say that, too.
Because you're nasty.
I can be invisible.
Yeah, I love this nigga loves nosy.
Yours. Nigga. Yours because you're nasty.
You know how many women's you watching just MCA bathrooms I'll be in this motherfucker?
You probably
I wouldn't want to be able to teleport.
Teleport? That's
I wouldn't want to be invisible because I would hear what I'm not supposed to. That would fuck me up always.
Ooh.
That's true. Because I will always know when you're lying. I always know
when niggas talk shit about you when they think you left a room.
Yeah. But at least I teleport. If I'm ever in a bad situation, I can just go home.
You're talking about, because you fucked with Void a lot. That's why you're saying that.
Hold on now. Don't spoil it.
No, you're right. Okay, sorry.
She out here giving spoilers.
Sorry.
So she's about to ruin your day.
So you were about to do what she just did earlier.
She was about...
You was giving her so much shit.
She's been... Because
shut
you
up.
Fucked with shut her.
Up. Her. Oh, no.
We was talking about that on the way.
No, just because I just like to...
Get out?
The fuck was that?
What the hell? You like to seizure? You like to seize up?
I just like to...
No, like...
Just spasm.
I want to walk in a room and be like this. Okay, now I'm going home.
Yeah,
right,
ain't,
home.
Yeah, this ain't the way. Like, that would be lit. You can go to any party. Just like
are you the type of person? Are you the type of person that just as soon as something gets... You just dip?
Yes, I don't I like drama or conflict.
Yeah,
as soon as you feel a vibe, like, ah, I can...
Yeah, if it's negative,
that's why
I'm leaving.
Because I'm out. I'm out. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm out.
I don't have to drive because my car's at home and I'm going home. You know, that's why I want to teleport.
Thanks.
No, actually.
I think I'll do the same. Is it
like you can go to
teleport
Miami
or fly?
Ooh. You know, whoever I'm connected to, like holding hands, can go with me. That's the power I want.
That would be fire.
Like,
niggas, we
where
out.
Where you
want to
go?
No, I mean, I don't like answering that question. It gives me anxiety. Like,
what
I don't
question?
Know what I would fucking, like, I don't fucking know. Like, I gotta really think about it. I know.
She said, that shit fucks me up. Like,
invisible would be it. You can be.
It's like that meme. It's like, sometimes you think you're fine, but you're not fine. You're not okay.
No, that question really just because like, I want to change.
Nah, I feel you. There's so much.
It's like, yo, honestly,
so
what I want, I might want laser eyes. I might want to be able to multiply. Like, you know.
Oh, that's a good one. Sometimes I wish I could multiply.
That is a good one.
Sometimes
that's
I need to be.
Damn,
you can make
one.
More money that way.
You can multiply.
Oh my god.
I'd have like
that's
five,
lit.
Six jobs if I can multiply.
You can multiply, and then like when you're ready to come back together, everybody can come back together. Like
facts.
On your that's
and
lit.
Like, yo, payday with five niggas in rotation.
That'd be lit.
It wouldn't work like that though.
Oh, well, I'd make it work.
No,
it,
like,
you can't do that.
I feel like nah. I feel like,
well, technically being more than one place is at one time.
Yeah,
so.
But I think the idea of that is just to confuse people. I don't think it's really about like
confuse the payroll system.
Oh my god!
Facts.
We can get into this later because this takes up too much time for me to explain.
Oh, you put
she
a lot
deep
of thought.
Yeah, no, I love superheroes. It's like something that people don't really know about me.
Right.
Like I'm a fucking dweeb. Like
I cried.
Favorite
hero?
During Avengers. It's lit up. I have a few.
All right.
After watching Avengers, I have a few. Mm. But it was always... Originally, it was always Thor. Mm. Originally.
Thor's a real one.
But after seeing Avengers, it's Doctor Strange.
Yo, since you're of like the superhero community, what do you feel about Batman?
He's a bum ass nigga.
Yo,
I feel like a lot
he's
of people are starting to
catches
not
a lot
fuck
of
with
shit
Batman.
He's a bum ass nigga.
Really?
Yeah, he's a bum ass nigga. Like, he's a bum ass nigga, yo. Because for me,
time.
So do you like?
I just want to hear it.
It makes me so mad.
So
like,
you don't like Batman? Do you like
fuck
Iron Man?
Batman. I love Iron Man.
What
I'll
the fuck
why.
Is the difference?
I'll tell you why.
What's the difference between Iron Man and Batman?
What's the difference?
Okay, wait. Don't disrespect me.
Iron.
Don't. Because I was going to say this. Wait.
No. Don't do that.
Iron.
You know what I mean.
Let me tell you why.
You know what I mean.
Let me tell you why.
Don't describe her. You know what I mean.
Let me tell you why I'm upset about that. Because I was about to name Iron Man next after Doctor Strange. And then I was going to say, no. It's a tie between Iron Man and Thor now after Doctor Strange. Now, don't disrespect me. Iron Man. Is
what is his superpower?
Yo, It's the fact that everything is made of iron. And he has all these exquisite contraptions that you wouldn't even fucking think about. He made Spider-Man a fucking iron suit, my nigga. Spider-Man was in fucking
You think
space.
Iron Man's a genius.
Batman
he
could do
Because he took what he does space. Already and gave
Iron
it to another
Man,
nigga.
Yo, Iron Batman Man has Spider-Man in space.
Batman
after
can't turn anybody else to a bat.
After calling for that shit to come right to where he was at. I'm so sorry.
That shit was wild.
I'm so sorry.
We pick all that up.
Oh my God,
nah,
so
no, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the suit being wild.
Yo, oh,
I don't care. We always bang on the table.
But yo, that shit, he said, yo, please fucking, what did he say? Dispatch, whatever, something 17.
Yeah.
And my nigga Spider-Man was on the fucking ride now. He got off the fucking bus and was on the journey with them niggas now. He's like, yo, I'm in the game.
That's exactly what
Batman
said.
Can't do that
Batman
shit. Batman can't do that
and
shit.
And another
fuck
thing
Batman.
Is Iron
this cool ass
Man.
Car. Fuck that nigga.
Damn.
Fuck Batman.
But Mr.
Nigga.
Strange, Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange is my favorite.
I
superhero.
Love him. I remember I watched a movie and I'm like, Hillary, you have to watch. She was like, okay, she watches. All right. She sent me paragraph. I'm like, Hillary, I didn't tell you to watch it for you to retell it to me.
I had
it's
watched
a 4-hour movie, okay?
Back in the day.
I watched it.
But have forgot.
But like
the
that
important
movie,
parts.
The one thing I like about him, because he honestly wants the better. Yes. Like he was a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And like didn't want to live because
strange.
He couldn't help people.
Yeah.
And did anything he can to help people. To not fucking help the world? Bye. Okay.
Wait, what?
He broke his... No, he couldn't
he broke
do
his,
shit.
Yeah.
And then he became a fucking superhero.
Yeah.
So
they called him a wizard in the movie.
And he's a doctor.
Iron Man was a dickhead to him, and that's why...
Iron Man's a dickhead
to
everybody.
He's everybody. He's a Batman-ass nigga, but he's not Batman, and I can never... After this, we gonna talk.
Well, Mike, who's your favorite?
We gonna talk.
We run out.
I don't have a favorite, but I'm like...
You don't have a favorite?
If I could choose a favorite off the bat, probably be Spider-Man. Just off the bat, because I have so much history with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Okay. In my personal, like, growing up as a kid.
I like all of them.
But, you know.
But just some
I,
on
I
top.
Like Iron
yeah.
Man.
Like
but
Iron
I respect Man. Batman, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, okay, Batman doesn't have superpowers.
Fuck him.
We get it. Iron Man doesn't either. I feel like they're the same because they're two niggas that wouldn't be where they are if they didn't have oodles of money.
A lot of money.
Facts.
Which they... That,
they represent capitalism.
Yeah.
But one has to be better, and that's Iron Man.
Yeah,
Iron Man,
I mean,
period.
One has obviously
period.
Just because his equipment is doper.
Yeah,
but that
yeah.
doesn't mean Batman is trash.
No, but one's
but
better.
Fuck Batman.
You just no. Why?
I want to say
I can
fuck
tell
him.
You why after we can talk about this. Like,
okay,
it's
I need
deal.
To.
We just
we can talk
we
about
it.
Because this nigga trained his whole life.
Yeah.
Cool.
This nigga used all his resources,
mm-hmm.
and he's volunteering his night to the Gotham. He ain't getting no puss. He just out here fighting crime and
no
coming
ass.
Back to middle age as Godfrey Winfrey, whatever the nigga's name is.
Out of the butler.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
You know, he's shit.
I mean, if you gonna be saving the world, at least get some cheeks, nigga. Like,
yeah, he
I mean be in the cheeks though. That's why he a real nigga.
That's
like.
Why he's so efficient. He's not busting nuts. He's got steel-like focus.
Steel-like focus. Laser focus. He just
You ever been like a while like you haven't masturbated, you haven't bust one off, and you're just like, you're just.
Actually, I get discombobulated.
Shit. I be zoop.
Yo, I just want to say this before we get off the air. This nigga LZ, his what? Shape up is like telling me to get the fuck out the room. Like
that ass.
It's like,
I like that.
A1. Like his shit is A1. Like I seen it on the web. I'm like, yo. Yo, let me see this shit in real life. But, nah, that shit is like A1. It's A1. You gotta respect the nigga with a nice shape up, yo. You gotta let niggas know, like, yo.
I mean, shout out to my
cuckoo.
Barber,
like, you
Mikey
feel me?
McFleazy. Nah, I mean, my, Shave Cave. My
shape
hobby,
Cave.
Me?
Oh my god.
Shave Cave. That's
nah,
I mean.
Shout out to your barber though, for real.
Right down the street.
Shout out to my barber.
Shout out to black men that
Bill.
Keep it.
Bill.
His name is Bill.
Holding me down.
Now your beard is on point though.
That's the one thing. Mike got a beard.
Your beard is on
Listen,
point.
Shout out to Neck Up Twitter. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
You'll
oh
never know the
god.
Truth, baby.
Oh my god.
You'll never know the truth,
oh my
baby.
God.
Yeah, baby, I'm 175.
Nah. Yo.
This nigga Mike, bitch. His beard is solid. That shit connect.
Mine don't. That's why I be cutting my
nigga
shit.
LZ, he's struggling with his beard side. But
you got the motherfucking backup Mets baseball player stash. Ay, oh, papi,
Drake Dominican. Like, this nigga LZ looks like his name is Pedro. Like
Drake, I didn't call him Dominican. I said he's waffle coming.
My name Julian is.
You can't be Dominican borderline talking about anybody.
I play for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yo, that's true. You do look like you play baseball.
I play the baseball.
Yeah, you do have a baseball like.
I'm a football player. Football and basketball. I tried baseball.
I was for about a season and a fourth.
Did y'all play still?
I
played field hockey and lacrosse in high school.
Oh, you was rough.
Did you play volleyball?
No, I did not.
Lacrosse?
I played lacrosse and field hockey. But field hockey was my primary sport. Lacrosse was kind of like my
I did basketball and cheerleading and dance.
Word. I hate to go back to the thighs, but every girl I've ever known that
played
really
volleyball, I wasn't into it.
Field hockey and like lacrosse, like just running a lot.
So our legs.
Where you had to like, I was like defender.
You was like hardcore with it?
Yo, I was like lit. I was like best defender a couple years. It was lit. I was like, they didn't want to go against me. Like, people would tell their coach, like, I don't want to go against 32. I'd be like, yeah, bitch, we about to do this.
Shaq Diesel out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what it did.
That's about it, right?
Yeah,
I guess.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. Ola, where can we find you? Where can the people find you? Where can we find your music? Mm-hmm. Where can we follow you? Let the people know. Shout yourself out. This is your time to promote.
It's not logging.
Okay, you guys can find me on Instagram at Olawumi. And that's
hold up. If you are an appreciator
hold up.
Of thickness, follow her on Instagram. Because I run back her story on the regular.
No. Oh my god!
One day in particular, it's between us. We'll talk. We've talked about it.
I seen that.
But man.
Thank you. Yo.
Continue.
You know, it's the same 100 and like some odd people that watch my story, which is why I don't mind. Because it's like, all right, yo, I fuck with y'all. I blocked everybody else who I feel like I'd be uncomfortable seeing me. And I'm like, yo, y'all can see my body, you know? It's like body appreciation on, you know, year, day, every day, for real. Like, you know?
I love the liberated women.
But now you guys can follow me on Instagram at Olawumi. That's Olawumii. And it's the same thing on Twitter, actually. And on SoundCloud / Olawumi, spelled the same way. It's like so cool. Lit. And on Apple Music, you can just find me under Olawumi, which is just with one I, but it's spelled the same way too. And you guys can find my latest single on Apple Music and SoundCloud and Tidal and Amazon. It's everywhere. Tidal, so like,
own boss.
Yeah.
Ooh, Tidal, black business, not really black business, and but Spotify. We call it black business. All
right. But okay. Yeah, y'all fuck
with
me.
What's the name of the single you didn't say?
My fault. Off of my Moody album, guys. It's going to be really cool.
Miss Gloria, where can the people find you?
Spell it.
D-O.
I thought you about hit us with a D's nuts.
P-E-S-T _ writer. R-I-D-E-R.
Okay.
3 P's.
Because she used to call herself Glow Rider, yo.
Glow Rider. I didn't call myself Glow Rider. Ooh. I was called Glow Rider and I accepted
She was
it.
Called Glow Rider.
Shout out to yourself for dropping that one.
Boom.
Glow Rider.
But like, who else could have done it?
Flo Rida?
Like, besides Flo Rida.
The nigga with the boots with the fur.
Yo, it's the funniest story behind her ad names, yo. So.
But, so that is them. I appreciate y'all for coming down.
Yo, thanks
down,
for having us, yo.
For driving down. I know it's a long drive from Newark.
Yeah. Maplewood, yo. That's so, like, ridiculous.
They don't know.
These niggas live
okay,
in the
okay,
West
okay,
Bumblefuck.
Okay.
Niggas
not
in the woods,
not north,
yo.
Not north,
we
not
saw
north.
Fucking
not north, not north.
Antelope on the way down
okay,
here, my nigga.
I'll be fair, not north.
Fucking giraffes and shit.
Irvington.
Hanging out
Irvington,
in the prairies and shit. Irvington, whoa.
Look at their faces.
Whoa.
Greatness.
I mean, we're not far from Irvington, though. It's the 25, the straight ride down. It's nothing. It's whatever. But yo, we live in Maplewood, though.
Gloria's face is disgusting.
You know what it is, yo? The taxes in Maplewood are different. So, like, you know, when you're saying that,
put some name on those bills, okay? Because we pay a lot to live in Maplewood.
That's a sister town.
What?
No, she got she got wild salty when I said that shit outside.
What'd you say?
Off the air. off the air. Let's wrap this up.
All right, all we got is broken clocks. All right, that has been not, it's been not that serious. You already know what it is. It's Big Mike.
Elsie.
You know where to find us at. Make sure you find us on Apple Music. Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, Spotify coming soon. We say that every episode. We are trying.
You should know where it is, nigga.
Spotify is hard as hell to get into.
Yeah.
We want to do Stitcher Radio. Make sure you like, listen, subscribe, write a comment, write a review, rate us 5 stars. Follow us on Instagram at NTSPod. Follow us on Instagram at NotThatSeriousPod. On Twitter at NTSPod. Check out the fire ass video I just made up in 2 minutes with 6ix9ine running. again, thank you, Ola and Gloria.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Coming through. We appreciate y'all. Appreciate them thugs. And it's been not that serious, y'all. We got the intros and outros will be tracks by Ola herself. Make sure you listen and peep those. And be on the lookout for her project coming.
Titled Moody.
Yes, Moody.
Moody.
And thanks for listening, y'all. Peace.
You're so quick to shut me down, quick to shut me out, so quick to scream and shout. I can't even keep up. What's the anger all about? Can we work this out? Can we talk this out? You had me fucked up and so wrong. Somehow you turned the tables and now it's all my fault. Somehow you took control and now this love is on your call. You couldn't even call when things kept going wrong. You couldn't even catch me when I fell. You couldn't say you're sorry when you yelled. You wouldn't even hold me when shit went down. But it's my fault, yeah, it's my fault.